You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a young artist whose creative journey is just beginning.
When radio producer Alexandra Salmon first saw Sadella Yancey rap at a summer night concert in Madison, she was mesmerized by the musician's talent. She admired her stage presence as she performed the classic Diggable Planets song, Rebirth of Slick, Cool Like That, with her family. Salmon set out to meet Yancey to talk about what it's like to be a young artist.
My name is Sadella Yancey, and I am 10 years old.
So what I'm trying to understand is, because I have no musical talent at all, so I am amazed by people like you who do. And so I want to know what it is like when you are rapping and you're in the middle of that. How would you describe that experience?
I would describe that experience by, like, thinking of the things that first come to my head and just, like, making them make sense and putting, like, the words together that makes, like, a rhythm and makes it flow. We be the chocolates, taps up our raps. She innovates at the sweetest cat naps. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them, they be crazy down with the fire plate.
Okay, so pace is a big part of it.
Yes. You have to, like, be able to not, like, stutter, and you have to make sure that you put that you don't, like, make pauses in your words. Borders get loose. How to consume a baby just like juice. If it's a, then we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go splastic.
Wow, so you must be thinking pretty quick when you're rapping.
Yes, I do. A little too quick. Cool like that, cool like that, cool like that, we out.
So is it different then from your normal sort of pace of how you think just throughout the day? I mean, does it feel faster when you're rapping?
Yes, way, way faster, because I'm a slow thinker when it comes to other things, but I have the song memorized, so it's, like, easier to remember it because I have it, like, jotted down in my brain, like it's on a replay.
What do you think that adults could maybe better understand about what it's like to be a young artist?
I feel like older people should understand that I don't really know how to make my own raps yet. Personally, it took me about like 3 weeks to memorize the rap that I did. So you can't just do a rap and then think that you can do like another one in like one day, because it takes a lot longer to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you tell me about kind of how you are just in general and versus your stage presence?
When I'm on stage, I just feel an excitement, and it's nice, because I sometimes get to go in the studio with my cousins and my uncles and my dad, and it just like makes me think like, this is how it's going to be on stage. This is so cool. At first, when they were telling me about how many people were going to be in the crowd when we were practicing in the studio, I was scared. But when I got up on stage, it was like a lot of people, like they loved me. And they were just like surprised, because I came out of the back after my dad was done after his rap. And it was really cool. And I just felt like I could embrace myself. I'm cool like that, I'm young like
that, I'm smart like that, I'm chill like that. Alexandra Salmon brought us that conversation with artist Sadella Yancey of Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum. We'll be right back.
This is Wisconsin Today.